This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show. Broadcasting live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Still to come, we'll talk with Mike Clemens coming up about 1.5 hour from right now, plus Big Show Knows Fantasy in the last segment of the show, plus we'll make our predictions for this weekend's playoff games too. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. He is the Packers president and CEO, Mark Murphy. Mark, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Sparky.
I guess first things first, we'll start with is this whole pandemic, not having fans for the longest of time, and now finally being able to ease in little by little more and more people and letting in more people now for this playoff game than we've had at any point in the past.
Yeah, no, we're excited, and you know, we feel confident that we can do it safely. We've worked really closely with our local health officials, and you're right. We didn't have any fans at all for the first four games, and then gradually over the last four home games of the year, we kind of ramped it up, and till the last game, we had just under 1,000. It was all invited guests, though, no ticketed fans. But, you know, we felt confident. And the other thing that has helped us, the league has really monitored all the different teams that have hosted fans and, you know, the protocols that have worked. And there hasn't been any breakout or outbreak related to any games. So we feel confident. We'll probably have we're going to have 6,500 ticketed fans, and then with invited guests and others will have probably just over 8,000 fans. So I never thought that I would think that 8,000 is a big crowd, but in 2020 and certainly in the middle of the pandemic, that's pretty good. It's still a small percentage of our overall capacity.
Mark, this is Leroy Butler. Take me into the interview with LaFleur. Now, full disclosure, Mark, and you know this, the Mike McCarthy thing threw me off a little bit, but it seemed like in the off season, I didn't see Matt LaFleur on nobody's list or interviews or anything, but it seemed like a fantastic choice. But I think that interview really put everything in motion for this franchise to be number one seed and all this thing. But what was it about LaFleur that really, you said, this is my guy, and you went with him?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. That you know, it was a process that I think the process that we used was very helpful. It was, you know, Brian Gutekunst, Russ Ball, and I. It was terrible. It was hard, and we got criticized for making a decision and moving on from Mike McCarthy, before the end of the season. But I think it gave us a little bit of a head start. I think we had four games left, and we were able to start thinking about what the process was going to look like. We interviewed a couple candidates before the season ended. So I do think it was helpful. And, you know, I mean, Matt was the very last person we interviewed.
Oh.
He came very highly recommended, particularly his work and working with quarterbacks. And obviously, you know, if you look back over his career, I mean, he's been with some quarterbacks that have had their best years under him. You know, whether it was Matt Ryan, I think he was the MVP when Matt was working with him, and yep. Jared Goff obviously had success. I've been in, you know, my years as an athletic director, you know, for 17 years I hired coaches for a living, and so I've hired some good ones, I hired some bad ones, but the last person always has a little bit of an advantage because it's your last memory. So, but Matt's interview went very well. It didn't even feel like an interview. It was just a conversation. We felt very comfortable with him. He was extremely prepared, knew all about our organization. But again, it was the last one. So, and when we got on the plane afterwards, I said, you know, that was really good, wasn't it? And we all felt the same way, but we decided we better sleep on it for a night. So woke up the next morning and we all felt the same way. And obviously tribute to Matt, and you know, it was clear he had a plan. And although he'd obviously never been a head coach, but been around a lot of good head coaches, you know, his father was a coach, so he kind of grew up around the business. And yeah, so he came in with a plan, and you could see right away he was going to change the culture of the team. And obviously he's had great success. So, and you know, I think it's a tribute to Matt, and you know, his work ethic is phenomenal. And he, you know, the other thing, Leroy, and you know this, he's very humble, and he also and he's willing to take the blame when things don't go right. And I think that. You know, and he's established, obviously, I think the players respect him and really play hard for him. But I think the relationship that he's established with Brian and Russ Ball, three of them all work well, but especially Brian and Matt, I've really been pleased at their working relationship.
Yeah, this is Gary Ellison speaking to you, Mark. I would think there's not been much to apologize about. He's been more right than wrong. I mean, three games, only lost this year. He's just been absolutely incredible. But Mark, really, how difficult, though, has it been for you guys in this pandemic to try to keep everybody socially distanced, to try to work around this for the players and really for your staff at 1265?
It's been a challenge. There's no book on how do you do it. It's,
right.
You know, I mean, you know, and I give, you know, I think the league has been helpful. You know, with all the protocols, but you know, you've got to follow them. And both of you guys know Doug Collins. He's our director of security. He's been our infection control officer, and he's played a key role for us. And I think Matt's done a really good job, you know, talking to the team about the importance of making good decisions. You know, we look at it since the start of training camp. Started training camp, we had like four or five players that tested positive. But since then, and that was kind of, you know, I mean, that's we hadn't tested at all until the start of training camp. So, you know, you expected that you would have some players that test positive. But
correct.
Really, during the season, we only had two players that tested positive. Now, obviously, we've had the recent situation with Jared Valdir, but that's an odd. That's an odd one. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you think that you could play.
I mean, we were so happy about that move. It was a great move, right? And we were happy, 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 and then sad, sad, sad. I mean, it was,
we all felt the same way. I mean, that's tremendous to have somebody with that kind of experience. And it sounds like, knock on wood, I think we've made it through. We've tested. So we didn't have anybody – come up in contact tracing, where if you're considered a high risk close contact, then you have to sit out for 5 days. So nobody fell into that category, and we've, you know, so far all the tests of the people that were around him, and all of them, everybody, you know, in almost all the situations had masks on when they weren't actually on the field. So, so far we haven't had any negatives related to Jared.
Talking with Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network. Obviously, all pro teams in this situation, whether it be baseball, basketball, or football, are losing a lot of money by not having fans in the stands and so forth. But you being in Green Bay and kind of being, I don't know, the main hub there in Green Bay as far as bringing visitors in and bringing money in, I would assume that this is probably hurting Green Bay, the actual city itself, far more than other markets.
Oh, yeah. I think, you're absolutely right. I mean, just we're a smaller market. Obviously the home games have a much bigger impact, relative impact, on our local economy than, New York or Chicago. So, yeah, it's been a rough year, I think, for all of our local businesses, particularly, hotels and restaurants that really rely on that. Our focus all along has been, number one, we want to make sure we get the games in. And, and you guys all know it. I mean, roughly two-thirds of our revenue comes from broadcast television. So that was really the main focus. Obviously, keeping our players and as well as our fans safe. And, we kind of, as you said, we eased into it. And, I think, having 8,000 fans here tomorrow, I don't know if that's going to be, it's better than zero, but, I don't know if that's going to be a huge shot in the arm for local businesses. It looks like most of the people that are coming are from the Green Bay area or not too far away. Because one of the things that, because of the pandemic, all of the tickets are non-transferable. So what we didn't want is selling the people getting the tickets and then selling them to people flying in from outside of the area, and they're more likely to bring in the virus.
Correct.
Mark, real quick, last one for me. I wanted to ask you about, because I'm a big fan of Pettit. How did he play in the interview with Matt? Did you say, Matt, can you interview Pettit? Can you keep him? Because most guys like to bring in their own coordinators, but it just seemed like that was a smooth transition. If you got a guy in place to run the defense, now he can just concentrate on the offense and brought in Nathaniel Hackett, who have a follow-up question, because I know he interviewed in Atlanta. Because they're going to be guys leaving your staff when you have success. I mean, that's the way.
You go 26-6 over two years. People notice. Yeah, in terms of Mike Pettine, it's always I would never tell a head coach he has to do something. So it was his decision completely.
Nice.
We did tell him that we thought that Mike did a nice job. In the 1 year, his first year, you could see an immediate change in terms of our defense. And ultimately it was Matt's decision, and he decided to keep Mike on. And I think obviously he did a good job, but I think also having the continuity on defense was a factor as well. Not bringing in a new coordinator and changing the system.
Mark, I know you guys had talked about maybe a year or so ago expanding some things in around Lambeau Field. Does this pandemic put things off a little bit, or you guys are still on schedule to redo some stuff out there in the parking lot?
It's a good question. The Titletown work that we've been doing, it's mostly the apartment complex, the office tower, and townhouses. We've been able to continue working through those, through the pandemic. So those are continuing. So that's positive. Got a couple projects at the stadium that we deferred a little bit just because, you know, not having fans here. Actually, we did a concourse renovation. We're renovating our concourse, and we're doing it in like four or five phases. We just finished the third phase, but, you know, this will be the first time that people are actually using the new concession stand, so that'll be nice. But there's a couple other phases that we're looking at. There's a couple other projects that we're looking at and want to have a little better, little clearer picture of what our finances will look like next year. You know, we're hopeful that it will be back to normal, but, you know, I think in probably in a few months we'll have a better picture and be able to make decisions on, you know, whether to invest you know, additional money in some of the projects or whether to defer some of them.
Talking with Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO, I got a couple left for you here, one of which is not necessarily Packer-related, but Big Ten football-related. Do you think there's any chance Pat Fitzgerald ever gets and takes an NFL job? Because as a Badger fan, I'd be fine if he did.
Yes.
Yeah, well, obviously, I think an awful lot of Pat. He's just done a phenomenal job there. You know, I would, you know, he's had an, I mean, what he's accomplished is phenomenal. If he's going to leave, this might be the time because his athletic director, Jim Phillips, is leaving to become the commissioner of the ACC. You know, I know Pat's got, he's got kids in high school, so it's hard to move. I think, and you know, Northwestern, it's hard to, and he's accomplished great things there, but I don't know if he can do much more than he's already done. Just quite honestly, I mean, it's really hard to compete with Ohio State.
Yes.
And he did it this year. And, yeah, no, it's I although it looks like a number of the jobs are starting to fill up. So and I don't know if he's had an interview yet, but I think his kids said they gave him permission. He would only be able to take the Bears job because he wouldn't have to move. And the Bears job is not open, obviously.
You know, Mark, circling back, that there was going to be that Badger Notre Dame game. Any updates on that at Lambeau Field? Did they put that off or reschedule that?
Yeah, we're hoping to. So that was scheduled to be this fall. Next fall, they will play down at Soldier Field, and so we're looking at the following year in 2022 to have it here. Have to clear up, as you guys know, college football scheduling is. Complex, but I think we're going to be able to work that out.
We're going to end this with something that social media likes to do, and that is start rumors and rumblings and throw stuff out there.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if you're going to tell me or not, but I figured we'd ask. This whole Austin Powers thing that the players are doing and so forth about gold and all of that stuff, rumblings about Mike Myers possibly showing up maybe at Lambeau this weekend. Have you heard or can you – say if there's anything to that?
I hope it's
I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right, he said he's there. That's all I wanted. Good, that's
if,
all we wanted.
Just better be virtual.
I know nothing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
very
don't get
good.
Tricked into that.
Yeah.
No headlines.
Mark,
no headlines.
Thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Look forward to getting
you
out in the future.
All right,
Mark.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Take care. There he is, Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. All right, coming up on the other side, Bucks in action tonight. We'll look ahead to that game. If you get queasy when you hear about injuries that happen, yeah, I don't know about the next segment. Torrey Craig describes how he got hurt in some detail. So stay tuned for that. And then we'll talk to Mike Clemens the segment after that, our Green and Gold Insider here on the Wendy's Big Show.
I love gold.
16 stations strong. The Big Show Radio Network. Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, time to shift gears a little bit. And again, thanks to Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO, Joe, for joining us here on our first week on the Big Show Radio Network as part of the Wendy's Big Show.
I have so many questions, Steve. The only one we need next time we get him on, which will be again, is we got to drill down on the whole draft and Jordan Love stuff. But we didn't have time to get into it. But we got to get into that one of these days.
Yeah, we can definitely get into it one of these days. I have no problem doing that whatsoever. Sure, no problem. Yeah. You really got into him on the Matt LaFleur interview process there at the beginning.
Yeah, because I thought the communication, because I thought I had it right, the communication, the confidence, it was similar to and parallel to what Mike Holmgren did when he interviewed. He said, here's my plan. This is what I want to do. So anybody out there that's going through any interview process, he laid it out why he got the job.
And you should have that in your mind anytime you interview for any job. All right, time
that's
to look ahead to the Milwaukee and Dallas game tonight.
Okay, now we're talking.
Pfizer Forum.
Now we're talking now.
And earlier today at Shoot Around, Torrey Craig talked about having a broken nose, and this is again, this preview brought to you by our local Pick and Save stores, the official grocer of your Milwaukee Bucks. Surprised it's not the official grocer of Leroy Butler, technically. I mean, that's the only place I see him when we go shopping. We shop at the same Pick and Save. We see each other all the time. Here is Torrey Craig. And again, if you get queasy about details of stuff like this, maybe turn the radio down just a little bit so you don't have to hear it. All right, here we go. Here's Torrey Craig.
Let's start with Jim Lazarski, Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Torrey. Good to see you. It's been a little while since we've talked to you. I guess we'll just start with the recovery. And I know you've broken your nose before. So, I mean, did you know right away in New York that that's what happened? And then what has the last couple weeks been like in terms of trying to restart your season a second time?
Yeah, I knew right away. I actually heard it when it got elbow, and then just the feeling and obviously the blood. So, I had it happen two times in the past, so I was pretty familiar with that feeling and that. And as far as me getting back, I just I had surgery, had to wear a splint on my nose for a week, and just slowly coming in and getting back with the team and doing non-contact stuff, and now the mask is here and I'm ready to go.
How difficult has it been? I mean, I know when we talked to you last in camp, it was the excitement of a new team and working in and fitting in a role, and then you can't do anything for another couple weeks. Has that been difficult to watch and feel like you have to, like, start from scratch again almost?
Yeah, as a professional basketball player, I mean, you understand what comes with the sport. Injuries happen. And as a competitor, of course, you want to be out there playing with the team, competing with the best guys in the world. So as a competitor, yes, but as a pro, I mean, I understand the sport and injury is a part of it.
Eric Woodyard, ESPN.com.
What's up, man? How you doing? A two-part question for you. You know, as you're able to get back in the lineup, how do you see yourself helping this team with your skill set as well? And with you coming in this year as well with Drew Holiday, how have you saw him adjust throughout the process and has that helped you as all watching him get used to, you know, this new lineup and all watching, you know, Holiday get adjusted as well?
Not just Drew, just Brian, DJ. There's a lot of new guys on this team and we all have to adjust and learn playing with new players and a new offense and a new system. So that's one thing I think being injured has helped me with, just being on the sideline, watching, learning more and just taking it all in. So being out definitely helped me as far as sitting back and observing different offensive schemes and defensive schemes and how can I fit in.
Eric Dame, The Athletic.
Let's look at the injury report for tonight's game. Drew Holiday is day-to-day, so I would assume he's going to play. The Dallas Mavericks to be out right now. Jalen Brunson, the point guard. Torian Finney-Smith, the power forward, is out. Josh Richardson, shooting guard, is out Maxi Kleber is a power forward, is out. Dwight Powell, center, all out, according to the injury report in front of me right now. So based on that, Bucks 7.5-point favorite tonight, 5-1 at Fiserv Forum. 6:30 tip for that one between the Bucks and Mavericks. Got to think the Bucks get the victory tonight. Always a victory when you go with Pella Windows and Doors, Gary.
Hey, guys, is there a battle going on in your house, you know, like over the thermostat, I'm too cold, or put on another sweater, or turn up the heat, conserve energy, I'm bumping up the thermostat, don't touch that dial, don't let the kids touch it, putting tape over it so no one can turn it on, up or down? Well, think about this, guys. By replacing your old leaky windows and doors, you'll instantly make your home more energy efficient, so you can set your thermostat at a reasonable temperature and still feel nice and cozy. Replace now with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Not only can you save on your energy bill season after season, you'll save right away with 3 years, no interest, and 5 months, no first payments, ends, folks, January the 31st. So set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Hey, Matt, what does the Rubik's Cube kind of look like of trying to attack the number one rated defense and game plan specifically for some of the things that they can do while also not trying to fundamentally change your offense while you guys are the number one offense? Do you want to force them to stop you first, or are you going to specifically try to attack things that you think can, you know, press their defense?
I really don't know how to answer that. I mean, do you want me to give you the game plan?
I mean, if you're volunteering, Coach, sure. We'd love to hear what the game plan is. There's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur talking to the media on his little Zoom that he does numerous times throughout the week. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Let's check in with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, now here on the Wendy's Big Show. Michael, Packers and Rams, and obviously the matchup that everybody is talking about, Devontae Adams versus Jalen Ramsey.
Sure, but they're not talking about the use of Aaron Jones or Cam Akers on the other side of the ball. And Sean McVay, the head coach of the Rams, who I think is a tremendous coach, and I watched the tape last night again on NFL Network when he beat McCarthy 2 years ago. He out-coached him. McVay says, hey, when it comes to this Devontae versus Jalen Ramsey thing, simmer down.
It is still 11-on-11, and there's a lot of different moving parts. Both of those two guys are at the upper echelon, if not the best at their position in the league. And when they get a chance to match up against one another, you know, that's a great deal. But just because Jalen is lined up across from Devontae doesn't mean that it's all right. Those two are in a one-on-one matchup. There's a lot of different things. That's what makes this game so fun, is with the 22 moving parts on every single snap. Are you in a zone? Are you in a man? You know, what are the types of principles that the offenses activate that elicit a certain response from the defense? And so I think what I appreciate is greatness. These are two great players. As I've, you know, I've kind of always kept up with the Packers offense just because, you know, they're doing such good stuff. And then you always know that you might have a chance to pick some good stuff that Matt and Nate Hackett come up with. But, you know, you watch the rapport that Aaron and Devontae have, especially, you know, as you kind of wrap up the week, and usually the red zone is where you kind of wrap that up from a game plan perspective. And you see the different things that these guys have done. You see why they're one of the best, if not the best, red zone offense in the history of the league with the efficiency at which they're operating with right now. And it's a dang joke watching how good these guys are, how comfortable they are with one another. And it is fun to watch. You know, I just I have a lot more fun watching when it's not going up against them.
You know, Mike, and I think I forgot about, was LaFleur there with the Rams when Goff was there?
Yeah, it was his second year. So Matt LaFleur had a great time run there with Matt Ryan when they went to the Super Bowl. He comes in. And, of course, you know, you already work with Sean McVay. These guys are close friends from the time of the Redskins. So he's working with Jared Goff, and he says, listen, kid, I'm gonna coach you hard, which he said he appreciated. And the thing is, a lot of the – in that year, 2017, before LaFleur went to the Titans, a lot of the players said, these guys were out there arguing with each other a lot, McVay and LaFleur. And so Jared Goff was asked about what was that relationship like between those two coaches?
Yeah, they're really close, and we get after each other a little bit sometimes. But I know they're as close as anyone. I think that's just how it works. You guys all have brothers and sisters, you know, I guess sometimes. And I think that was the way they were.
Jared, when you say how hard he coached you, can you expand on that?
Yeah, I think just, you know, you want coaches to coach you hard. And I think when he would voice his belief in me and how far he thought I could go and how good he thought I could be, and him every single day staying on me, you know, as you know, sometimes annoyed you get by it, it was the best thing for me, and I'm forever thankful for it.
Mike Bottomingo, special teams. You think that'll be an issue?
Yeah, he used to be with Mike Sherman in 2005. Yep. And yeah, I think he was a coach at was Central Michigan for a while, a head coach. Now he's out there with the Rams. But, you know, for Green Bay Packers special teams, man, they have got to have field position if they want to go continue in the postseason. And what they've only got a total of 29 yards in punt returns right now. And Tavon Austin, he had that fumble. And so Sean Menega, your special teams coordinator, he was saying, you know what, my challenge is this. We're not doing a good job of keeping off the gunners from the opposing punt team. And he said, you know, if it's like 3rd and 10, he starts getting a return ready where he can double team those gunners and protect that returner. But then if the team goes 4th and 3, now he's got to be worried about a fake punt so he doesn't put as much pressure on the gunners. I found that confusing, but Menega tried to explain why he's not getting a better job in terms of blocking on punt return.
We've got to do a better job. I think everything always starts outside, you know, blocking the gunners. I mean, you've got to be able to get them blocked. Depending on where you're at and the down and distance is going to cause you whether or not you can double both gunners, one gunner, whether you have to have 8 guys in the box or, you know, a lot of times if it gets into a 4th and short situation, you know, maybe 4th and 10 or 11, and I'm thinking in my mind that, hey, I'm going to double both gunners, and all of a sudden, you know, they have an 8-yard completion. Now it's 4th and 3, and now that totally changes whether or not we single both gunners or, you know, we come in with maybe a little bit bigger inside package and stuff and have some more D linemen just to prevent the fake, and now your return opportunities, you're singling the gunners and you're not going to get a very good hold up inside. But it definitely is going to start outside first.
Talking with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. The biggest thing last year, NFC Championship game, when they couldn't stop the run, was because simply they couldn't set the edge, I guess, for the most part. And the running backs were getting to the outside and cutting that corner on Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and so forth. And you would have to think that has to be a point of emphasis coming into this game.
And I remember when you tweeted out after postgame, Za'Darius Smith saying, we didn't make in-game adjustments. No, what Mike Smith and Mike Pettine have done is they've gone to Za'Darius, Preston, and now even more so Rashawn with the snaps he's getting to say, look, you're holding the edge not because you're a pass rusher, it's because it's our run defense. And they thought they were most successful against Derrick Henry. These teams want to run outside zone. These guys want to bounce outside. You've got to force that running back up in the middle, and you can cut down on those hours. And Mike Smith says after going after the Smith brothers and Rashawn Gary, they did a better job of setting the edge, and their run defense finally improved.
We obviously had our issues at times, but, you know, I think a big thing about setting the edge is obviously you got to have great technique, but it's all a mindset, man. It's all rolling off the ball. You're never reached if you got knocked back. If you knocked his butt off the ball 3 or 4 yards, I don't care where your helmet is. That ball's going to bounce or it has to go inside. And so, you know, my number one rule in setting the edge is beat them to a punch. Funny how it works. You give up, you know, 150 yards rushing, and it's all on the linebackers and D line. You know what? The back end is a big part of it too. Same thing in coverage. You give up 300 yards passing, and they're blaming the DBs. Well, shit, we didn't get to the quarterback, right? He's got all day to throw the ball. So everything in on defense ties together, and everybody's got to be on the same page, and everybody's got to do their job.
Yeah, speaking of, you know, getting after the quarterback, Aaron Donald. I mean, I saw him go down with a little rib action there, Mike.
Against the Seahawks, he was going after Russell Wilson, and Wilson fell on him, and he thought maybe he had lost his breath, and they were looking at him on the sidelines. So the report is that he had, you know, a damaged cartilage on his ribs. But you know, he's like, people are like, had got him with broken ribs by the middle of the week, and he's like, I'm lifting weights. It's gonna be okay. So of course the media in LA are convinced that their star defensive player Aaron Donald, you know, may be questionable or unable to play. He practiced yesterday with the Rams. So Aaron Donald was asked, did you suffer a damaged cartilage to your rib cage against the Seahawks?
Man, my damn side's just sore. I'm good though. I ain't gonna sit here talking about my damn side the whole time. I'm good. I just had a whole workout, feel strong, feel healthy, so I'm good.
Will you wear like a rib cage or like a flak jacket?
I don't know. All I can tell you right now, I feel good, I feel strong, and I'll be ready come Saturday.
Are you concerned at all, Aaron, even if it's not snowing, that it's going to be chilly there, it's going to be cold, and given your side, even though I know it's
man, once we going out there, you'd be playing football, we'd be moving around, so, you know, we'd be good. Like I said, I still feel strong, I still feel like I'll be able to do what I do, but once you're out there playing football, you're out there running around, you guys going to be cold if y'all was out there sitting, but me, I'll be warm.
That's good. You'd be warm. If I'm an offensive lineman, that's what I'm aiming for. There he is, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Michael, thank you very much.
Talk to you in the postgame show, boys.
You betcha. That Green and Gold postgame show again, 6:30 to 9 tomorrow night on those affiliates that carried around the state with Gary Ellerson and myself. Schneider Orange Hotline is where Mike Clemens was. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more information, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Big Show Knows Fantasy, a chance for one of you listening to your radio right now to compete against Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, myself, Dan Plucker, and Joe Zanzola in fantasy football and see if you know fantasy more than we do. Caller number three. Dial it up now, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Your chance to play fantasy football against us. Let's go to Gary Ellerson now to tell us all about his favorite car dealership.
Yeah, my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas. But Steve, I tell you what, if you are a Forrest Gregg-led team, we test out that side. But hey, we don't play like that anymore, so we'll talk about Hyundai West
Just
Dallas.
Just a helmet here and there, that's all.
We'll test it out, Steve. I ain't going to tell you how, but we test it out. They don't do that no more. Hyundai West Dallas has a record-setting year in 2020, and they're looking to come out of the gates on fire. They have a huge inventory of new 2020 and 2021 Hyundais in stock, guys, to continue the momentum. They have decided to continue the $500 savings for our listeners. Just mention me, Joe Zanzola, and you receive an extra $500 off any new vehicle in stock. Plus, as long as the Green and Gold are still playing, mention them and me and Joe Zanzola and receive an extra $750 off Hyundai West Dallas. Also, will be any other Wisconsin dealers pricing. So not only will you receive their award-winning customer service, their amazing response to COVID-19, you will get the best pricing in town. Hyundai West Dallas, located just off of Highway 100 between Lincoln and National Avenues. Visit them in person or go to their website, folks, HyundaiWestDallas.com. Make sure when you go there, you mention me, Joe Zanzola, and our favorite team from Green Bay.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
I love gold!
Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Austin Powers theme music. Joe just loves this stuff. Maybe we see Mike Myers at Lambeau at some point tomorrow. Mark Murphy, who joined us earlier, the Packers president and CEO, would not confirm nor deny. I read it as you're probably going to see Mike Myers, but we'll see. All right, time for a Big Show Knows Fantasy brought to you by the Jewelry Center. Shop their three convenient locations for engagement rings, wedding bands, diamonds, watch batteries, and jewelry repair. Go to shoptjc.com. Dan Plucker, producer. All right, Give us the updated standings, Dan Plucker, and who goes first?
All right.
We need to get rid of that.
I am in first as we sit right now with 59. Gary is in second with 56. Leroy right behind him, 53. Sparky 1 point behind at 52. Our callers at 48. And Joe in last place, only 2 weeks in with 12 points.
I'm a little new.
Sparky won it last week. Gary was actually last for the first time ever last week, so he picks first.
Why did I get last week to set it up to pick Aaron Rodgers first this week?
There you go. All right. Joe, you're up next.
I don't know. Tom Brady.
Brady off the
I like
the
Tom
board.
Brady, Joe. I like Tom
Leroy,
Brady.
You are up.
Kelce.
Travis Kelce. I'll go with his quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. And up next is our caller, Markin Escanaba, listening on WMAF.
Naba.
I'll take Aaron Jones.
Good pick, Mark. Thanks for the call. And Sparky, you're last.
I'll take Alvin Kamara.
Kamara off the board.
Yeah, I'll take Kamara. That's fine. I was going to take Brady to jinx him, but he was taken before me. And, well, with all the
somebody
respect.
You should have took Jared Goff if you wanted to jinx somebody.
Packers. Packers got that. Packers got that game. I don't need to jinx anybody. I'm not too worried about that. Maybe I'll roll out the helmets in a couple seconds here. Okay. Joe, but he's the Cloud of Doom in himself, and he took Brady. So we're still in good shape.
That is true.
Yeah.
Facts.
That is true. We're still in good shape.
I told them people how to mess around with Joe.
All right, time to make our predictions now for the game this weekend. Dan Plucker, what you got?
Give me the Packers 31-20.
11 points. All right. Joe Zanzola.
Packers win 28-13.
15 points. Ooh, that's close to roll out the helmets. Gary Ellerson.
Packers win 31-24.
Well, that's a lot of points for both teams. Leroy Butler.
30-19.
I'll say the Packers win this one 27-20 over the L.A. Rams. Quickly, Buccaneers and Saints, Dan Plucker.
Give me the Saints in a close one.
All right.
14-7.
You don't need scores. I just want to know who's going to win. Go ahead.
Tampa.
Tampa there. Leroy?
Saints.
Gary?
Tampa.
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay as well. That'll do it for the Wendy's Big Show. Don't forget, we're going to go post-game show tomorrow night for those of you that carried along the network with Gary Ellison and myself, 6:30 to 9. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on a Green and Gold
Toodles.
Monday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Toodles!
I love gold!
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.